Blog Talk Radio.
Shut. Good evening, Brother Roy. I'm calling from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Amen. And it's just a blessing and a privilege to speak on it tonight. And I just thank you. You know, thing is that this is all about running to the battle. As you're running, you need to have your armor on. So I really believe that we should do the armor of God tonight. Just say this with me. You know, you're putting on your armor. You're putting on Jesus. You're putting on every piece of your armor. And tonight, we just, you know, if you could just do this with me, amen. We're gonna put on the armor together. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, I take unto myself the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I stand, therefore, having my loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of my warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the stronghold. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love, and my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, I pursue peace. I'm a minister of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel, the shield of faith wherewith I'm able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of God's heart, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the face of all trials, tests, and temptation, and tribulations, I cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you, Father, for the armor. I'll pray at all times, in every occasion, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, I'll keep alert, and I'll watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints. My power, ability, and sufficiency are from God, which qualified me as a minister and a dispenser of a new covenant of salvation through Christ. Amen. Did you put your armor on with me tonight? You know, we need to have our armor on. When we're running to the battle, we need to have our armor on. Amen. We need to have that protection. We need to have our hearts covered. Amen. We need to be walking in the truth. Not into being deceitful, but we need to be truthful. We need to be truthful with people, and we need to be truthful with the Lord. Amen? Because that belt of truth is so important. Because it holds up the armor. If we are in deceitfulness or lying or lying spirit and are doing stuff we're not supposed to, your armor will just drop right off. That's how important the belt of truth is. The belt of truth is so important. Oh, that we need to speak the word of God, proclaim the word of God. You know, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. So we need to speak the word. We need to proclaim the word. Amen. And we need to, you know, the thing about it is, you know, the circumstances in your life, the symptoms and situations, they have to change, because the word of God doesn't change. And so as you keep speaking the word over that sickness, or speaking that word over that situation, or even speaking that word over that circumstance, you will see it change, because you're proclaiming the word of God over it. You're speaking the word of God over it. You're confessing the word of God. You're not allowing the situation. You know, that's the Bible said, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know what? All of us have circumstances and situations and different things. But the whole key is You run to the battle. You don't basically look at them. You just run to the battle. Because as you're running to the battle, you are running on the offensive. You're running on the offensive. You're not listening. You're not getting caught up in what's going on. You're running to the back. You're on the offensive. And you're out to take the ground from the enemy. You're out to take the ground from the enemy in that situation. You're out to take the ground from that enemy in that circumstance. You're out to take the ground from the enemy, even in that symptom. Amen? Even in the symptoms. You're saying, no. This is what God's word says. The Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. You know what? That's what we start declaring. You keep declaring, and you keep speaking it out, my brothers and sisters. Amen? You keep speaking the word of God out. Don't look at, you know what? That's what the enemy uses. He tries to bring stuff on us. You know, he tries to bring stuff on us and tries to get snares and traps. But the whole key is you have to realize one thing. You have all authority. You have all power over the enemy. He's under your feet. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Not who he's going to devour, but who he may devour. Amen? You know what? You just got to keep moving on. You know, you got to realize one thing. The Lord, he wants us free. He wants us free spiritually. He wants us free mentally. He wants us free physically. And he wants us free socially and financially. Yes, financially too. Amen? The Bible says in Job 36:11, if we will obey and serve him, we will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. Amen? Amen? God, he wants to bless us. You know, it said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Amen? Praise the Lord. There's many, many scriptures. Beloved, I wish above all things I'll prosper and be in health. As our soul prospers. What is our soul? Our mind, will, and emotion. So as we prosper our soul, we prosper our mind with our word of God. We conform our will to according to the Lord, to God's will, and we don't walk by emotions. We don't walk by what we see or hear or feel or touch or smell even. No, we walk by the Spirit. Amen? Not by the flesh. We crucify the flesh. We walk by the Spirit. And you see, we're made up of the free spirit, person being. We're made up of a spirit, a soul, and the body, or the flesh. And what you sow, my brothers and sisters, grows. Amen? What you sow grows. So if you sow to the spirit man grows and he matures. Right? If you sow to the flesh, then that happens. But here's your soul. See, your soul is the mind, will, and emotion. So where you're sowing and what you're doing in your life, if you're sowing, if you're spending time with the Lord, and you know, and you're spending time in His Word, and you know what, you're just seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. What happens is the soul, the mind and will, emotions move toward the Spirit, which is dominant in your life. Amen? And you're going to be, and here's the key also, my brothers and sisters, you're going to be spirit-led, not man-led. Amen? And your spirit man's going to be dominant. Amen? And you're going to start walking in the five senses of the Lord. You're going to start seeing more with the Spirit, into the Spirit, what's going on. You're going to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You're even going to smell the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And, of course, you're going to feel the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? And that's what's going to happen. And so you just got to keep moving on. You just got to. And tonight it's going to be running to the battle. You know, it doesn't matter how big, you know what? It doesn't matter what kind of Goliath you have in your life. Amen? God is bigger. God is bigger than any Goliath. Amen? Your God is bigger than Jesus. Jesus The Bible says, greater is Jesus in you than he that's in the world. So anything in the world, Jesus is greater, right? Jesus is greater than any sickness, right? Jesus is greater than any circumstance. Jesus is greater than any situation. Amen? We just got to focus our eyes. We got to focus on Jesus. You know, the devil wants us to focus on our problems. He wants us to focus on the situation. He wants us to focus on our Goliath. But the last time I was speaking, David didn't focus on that. He didn't focus how big Goliath was. Right? He was focused on how big his God was. Because he even said, you come to me with the sword and with the spear and the sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. What happens sometimes, my brothers and sisters, the enemy tries to intimidate us, manipulate us. Amen? Right? But the thing is, you don't need to be intimidated and manipulated, right? Because he's under your feet. Amen? Praise, right? And, you know, here's the other thing. We are invincible. We are unconquerable. We are undefeatable and unstoppable in Christ our heavenly commander. Amen? And the battle belongs to the Lord. You see what I'm saying? The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen? So we follow Jesus into the battle. And the thing is, what God's word says, God does. Right? What the Lord says, he does. Amen? So the Lord says, you know what? You're believing for a miracle of healing, right? And you just run to the battle and you say, Lord, I believe that I am healed. You know, it'll come to pass because God's word never returns void. It accomplishes what he sets it out to do. So, for example, a scripture, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we have the petition we desire to him. Okay? So anything that you are asking that is according to God's will, it's going to come to pass. Amen? So if you're asking for a loved one to be saved, you know, and that's, you know, running to the battle to see a loved one saved. Amen? We just got to keep, you know what? You have to realize that God's plan for that person is to come to know him as his personal Savior. He loves that person unconditionally. So as we just keep proclaiming, we keep speaking, we keep thanking the Lord that person, whatever it is coming into the kingdom, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of light, it will happen. And you know what? I know that because it happened with me. It happened with me. Back in 1983, and I think I mentioned this before, but I think I should mention again, we're running into the battle. How did we run to the battle? Because we prayed, proclaimed the word of God every night from 7 to 9, and prayed for these people, and we thanked the Lord that they were in the kingdom, and all of a sudden, it just came, it just happened. Yeah, because it always comes out of the spiritual first into the natural, right? Spiritual first, right? And then all of a sudden, my mom and dad, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, right? My uncles, my brother, right? My grandma, grandpas, uncles, aunts, all came into the kingdom of God in a duration of time. Amen. Duration of time. And as you know what? But we just, you know, here's the key. Expectation. You're expecting that loved one, you're expecting your friend or your relative to come into the kingdom of God. But then what you gotta do is you gotta run to the battle and you gotta get into violent determination. that one, that loved one, is going to come in. Is coming into the kingdom. Not going to come into the kingdom, but is already in the kingdom. Is already in the kingdom because that's Daddy God's will. That's Daddy God's will for the people. Amen. And we gotta get run to the battle, and saying, you know what, Lord, I this is your will for my brother, my sister, my friend, my relatives to come, and I just call them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen. I call them out from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. Amen. And you just keep, and it doesn't matter. Sometimes they get goofed with worse. You know, even the Bible, it says they'll either get glad or get mad. But it's the Holy Spirit. See, the thing is, the Holy Spirit is convicting them. If we keep praying and we keep speaking it out, you know what? The Holy Spirit, he's the one that starts to convict that person. He's the one that brings people, laborers in from all over to say, you know what? Jesus loves you. It might happen many, many times wherever they go. Jesus loves you, but what happens is, slowly they're like a baby being brought into the world. There's travailing, you know what? And then there is birth, but it's just the same thing. So we just gotta keep running to the battle and saying that person, I thank you, Lord, that they are in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just don't ever, pray until something happens, my brothers and sisters. Pray until something happens, because as you keep praying, that's running to the battle. That's running to the battle, because you know the battle belongs to the Lord, because it's God's will. It's the Lord's will for that person to be saved. It's the Lord's will for that person to be healed. It's the Lord's will for that person to be set free. Amen? Amen? It's not about a 12-step program. It's about a one-step program. Jesus. Amen? Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is the deliverer. He's the one who the sun sets free is free indeed. And one of the greatest miracles there is the miracle of salvation, because that miracle is eternal. It's eternal, right? But healing are physical, and people getting set free of drugs and alcohol is wonderful. But people coming, Jesus said you must be born again. And when that person becomes born again and they become a new creature in Christ, old thing passed away, everything else is new, that is eternal. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is an awesome God. Our Lord is an awesome God. And I just want to speak a little bit about running to the battle. Amen. So don't just, just run to Jesus, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. And the Lord always goes before us. Amen. So sometimes we just need to get down on our knees, and we will win every battle. Amen. And we just need to when to camp. We need to when to camp and receive instructions from the Holy Spirit, and when to march and take land, right? Take land from the enemy. Take ground from the enemy. Hold that ground, but take that ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to say hi to everybody, and it's just so good to be able to speak to you out there. Just right now, I'm just going to call on, ask the Lord to bring in a militant spirit would just come on you right now. The spirit of the warrior. Amen. That you're a warrior of Christ. A spirit of the warrior would just come on you right now. So just put your hands up right now. Put your hands up and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the spirit of the warrior would just come on me. That I would be radical. That I would be on fire. That I would be glowing on fire for you, Lord. Lord, that your spirit would just come from right now and just Burn in me, Lord. Lord, your spirit would burn the dross out of my life right now, Lord, and I'd be on fire for you, Lord. On fire, radical for you, Lord. I pledge an allegiance to you, Jesus. I pledge allegiance to you, Jesus, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to say, you know something? We don't, it's not about numbers, my brothers and sisters. Amen. The thing about it, it's not about numbers. It's where two or three are gathered in the midst of us. Amen. I was at a prayer meeting quite a while ago, and it was for a city prayer meeting. It was for the city of Moose Jaw, where I live. And I was just kind of looking around and stuff like that. And I was thinking to myself, of course, the Lord knows what I'm thinking. I'm thinking to myself, well, there's sure not very many people here. And all of a sudden, I got rebuked. I got rebuked by the Lord. And the Lord said to me, it's not about numbers. No, it's about people that are like-minded. It's about people that are in one accord. You see, the thing is, whatever city you live in, or whatever town or village, whatever it is, we need to have people, that are like-minded like us, in one accord, that want to see your city, town, village, basically radically change from the inside out in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, that's what it's all about, right? We just, you know, because with the Lord, and you're going to see this, I'm going to share a little bit about Gideon here, but what I'm saying is you don't need a lot of numbers, amen? You don't need a lot of numbers because, you know, you have Jesus. And there's times where you just, you know, people say, well, if I had more, you don't need a lot of people. But you do need people that are like-minded, one accord, that are in agreement with you. Amen? Agreement for what the Lord wants to do in your life. Amen? The Lord wants to open up doors, supernatural doors for you and stuff like that. And, you know, and sharing your vision. You're sharing your vision with different people. You know, you got to be careful who you share your vision with. Right, you got to share your vision with people. So vision, even 29, Jeremiah 29:11, right? For my thoughts, Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. Just one second. I'm just going to go to it. Just one second. I know it's a few minutes here, but I just want to go ahead. Jeremiah 20:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Amen. Amen. So that's what it's saying. Amen. That's what the Lord is saying. So we just want to make sure, you know, that we know as we run to the battle, the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen? The battle belongs to the Lord. So I just want to praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, I want to go to, if you want to get your Bibles out and go to Judges, please. Judges 6, start at 11. Okay, and it said, 11 says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Josh, Abijah, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the wine press to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. So this is what the Lord is speaking to Gideon. Okay? And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord was be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where it be all his miracles, which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of Midianites. Okay, that is what we call situation, circumstances in his life. Amen. So he's saying to the Lord, basically, this, you know, why is this all happening? Okay. And then sometimes what we do is we start saying to the Lord, why is this all happening? We start complaining. Amen. The bottom line, we start complaining, you know, and Gideon. But remember what the Lord just said, a mighty man of valor. Okay? See, Gideon didn't see that at the time, you see, because what he said. But the Lord did. And a lot of times what happens, we don't see it. We don't see it ourselves, but others do, but the Lord sure does. Amen? So when the Lord says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, right, that's what he means. Okay? And so we need to basically listen, and we need to adhere to what the Lord is saying about us. Okay? Okay? Not what other people are saying, but what is the Lord saying? The Lord is saying that we are a mighty warrior, right? The Lord is saying that we're Jesus' army warriors, Lord, and that we're on the, and we're taken down from the enemy. That's what the Lord's saying. We need to hear what the Lord is saying about us. Okay? Right? And this is what's happened with Gideon. Now the Lord is saying this. Okay, let's go on here. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? Okay? So what did the Lord do? He looked upon, after Gideon said that, the Lord looked upon him, okay, and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel. Now listen to what Gideon said. He said unto him, O my Lord, where shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. We do that sometimes. But you know what the thing is? But if God is for us, then who can be against us? No weapon formed against us prospers. So we need to, you know what? We need to be the men, the mighty men and women that God has called us to be. Because he's given us everything to do it. He's given us everything to be conquerors. He's given us everything to take ground from the enemy, running to the battle and taking ground from the enemy. You know, in your life, which is your health, right? Your finances, right? Your family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? That's running the battle. Say, you know what? I don't care what's going on right now. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. My sons, my daughters, my family. Right? Amen? My grandchildren. Whatever it is, right? That's what he's saying. Amen? And this is what he's saying. Now, this is what the Lord says back to Gideon. And the Lord said, 16, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. You hear what he just said? As one man. I'm with you. I'm with you, Gideon. You're going to smite the Midianites. One man, you and me. You and me are a majority. And that's what we got to see. You see, that's what we got to get in our spirits, in our hearts, that we are a majority in Christ. Amen? I remember one time the Lord was, talking to the Lord, and there was something stuff I wanted to do. Actually, I was going to, the Lord told me to come and plant a work. To plant a work and to start a a ministry. And anyway, so I was said to, I said to the Lord, I don't have a right now. I don't have a congregation. I don't have a place right now. And you know what the Lord said to me? I said, well, I haven't. And he said to me, he said, I said, I just don't, you know. He said, who else do you need? In other words, I'm telling you to go. You just need to go, and I'll make a way, and I'll do it, right? And that's just the way the Lord works, right? He tells you, when he tells you to go, he is going to go ahead of you, because the battle belongs to the Lord, and he's going to make a way. He's going to make a way, and you're just going to walk. Doors will open, and you'll just walk through them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? So we're going to go on here. And the Lord said unto, okay. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Talkest with me. Now Gideon's asking the Lord for a sign. Amen? He wants the Lord to a sign, right? And so we need to, you know what? If the Lord tells you to do something, you know, sometimes it's good, but you just need to go. You know, when the Lord says go and do this, you just need to go. Amen? If the Lord's saying, I want you to go over to your relatives and talk to him and just talk to him about Jesus, you need to do it. Amen? You need to go. Amen? So anyway, it says here, 18, depart now hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid, an 11 cakes of, and an ephah of flour, and the flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot. Amen? And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh of the 11 cakes and lay them upon the rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the 11 cakes. And there rose a fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the 11 cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O God, Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord. And the Lord said unto him, peace for unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Amen? That's what the Lord's saying to us. Fear not, for I am with thee. So when you run to the battle, right? We need to know, we run to the battle, that the Lord is with us. Amen? That the Lord is with us, and that the Lord has gone before us. Amen? We praise God, you know, because the battle belongs to the Lord. The Lord will never have you go someplace unless he goes first. Amen? Whatever it is, remember that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go on. And the Lord said, And Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom unto this day as it is. Okay? And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of the rock in the red ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer burnt sacrifice and the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household, so it was because he, the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Amen. So it says he feared the men of the city. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go over to 17. Okay, Judges 17. Okay. A lot of times what happens when we basically go do something, you know, and it's going to show here. It's going to show you that the Lord doesn't need to have a lot of people. Amen? He wants us to be alert. He wants us to be radical. He wants us to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Amen? So just listen here what happens here. Okay. And it said here in 16, and he divided the 300 men unto three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, and with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. Behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Amen. So he's given the men orders. Amen. He's given the men orders of what they should do. Now just go on here. Okay. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle. And they had put newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpet and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hand to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And 300 blew the trumpet, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Bethshittah in Zerath, and to the border of Abel. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Nebo and out of Asher. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all the mount, saying, come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters unto Bethurim. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. So what happened? Gideon, the Lord said to Gideon, he said, Gideon, you have too many men. That's getting back to the numbers, as I was speaking about the numbers. It was God about the numbers. And so Gideon, basically, the Lord said to him, take the men down to the brook. And he said, the ones that are lapping the water up, he said, they will no longer be of the army. But he said the ones that are taking their hands and looking this way and looking that way, you know, observing what's going on, he said them are the ones. He said them are the ones that are the men of war. Them are the ones that are radical. Them are the ones that don't have their head down. That they have their head up and they're looking around and they're observing what's going on. In other words, they basically are the ones that see. They're the ones that basically that are looking at what God is doing in their lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I'm just saying right now. I'm just saying, and we need to be like them men. You need like to be the men that are looking around. You need to be watching. You need to be discerning what the enemy's doing. Amen. Discerning what the enemy's doing in your life. You need to be spending time in prayer. You need to be spending time with the Lord. Amen. Getting what He is saying. Amen. What is the Lord saying to you about situations? Amen. You need to basically be like them where you're basically watching. You're watching what's going on. Amen. We need to see what the enemy, what the enemy's doing. Amen. And by discerning and being praying in the Spirit, we need to be praying in the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praying in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Because the thing is, we just need to know, because the battle belongs to the Lord. And as we keep moving on, we keep taking more ground, we keep moving on, and we just keep radically getting freer and freer and freer in the Lord. Amen? Amen? Running to the battle and saying, amen, I'm running, Lord, I'm running to the battle. And I thank you, Lord, that this is all going to come to pass. What I'm believing for, Lord, is going to come to pass. Lord, I'm going to be walking in divine health. Lord, I'm going to be walking in divine wealth. I'm going to be walking, Lord, walking in the Spirit. I'm going to be living by the Spirit, walking by this. Amen? I'm going to be fighting, right? Fighting the good fight of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's got an army marching through the land, deliverance in their song, healing in their hand, and everlasting hope. Only in this part, and in this army I've got a part. Oh, the weapons of the warfare are not carnal. Are not carnal, are not carnal. Oh, the weapons of a warfare are not carnal, but mighty in the Holy Ghost. Are you marching in that army? Are you marching in that army? Amen. God's got an army. And we're marching through the land. And we're taking, you know, wherever we go, right? Wherever we go, with the Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty, there's freedom, there's miracles, there's signs, there's wonders. Amen? Right? Signs and wonders and miracles following us wherever we go, whatever we do, there they are. Amen? We're atmosphere changers. Amen? When we walk into a room, the atmosphere changes. Amen? Light dispels darkness, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the name of the Lord, God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord, my brothers and sisters. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. 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 2 Chronicles 20:15. And he said, hearken, ye, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great mountain, for the battle is not yours, but God. Amen? The battle, our battle, the battle is not ours, it's God. Amen? Praise the Lord. The battle is not ours, it's God. Amen? So we just got to follow Jesus, follow our heavenly commander into the battle, whatever battle it is, right? Doesn't matter in your life, right? Your life, the Lord says. But Jesus says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come to give life more abundantly. Amen? It's an abundant life he wants to have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Let's go to 1 Samuel here. Praise the Lord. Give me a second here. Okay, here's another scripture, 1 Samuel. It's got a 1747. Okay, just one second. Okay, 1 Samuel 17:47. Just give me one second here. 17:47. Okay. Thanks. Okay, for 17:47. It said, all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the Lord saying. He's saying that the battle is his. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So the battle belongs to the Lord. And we are just in that army. We're in the army of the Lord. We're marching together. We're taking ground together. You're taking ground in your family and everything like this, right? Then you're taking ground in your cities and stuff. And I just want to... I have a couple of prayers here that I want us to pray together. Amen? Amen, amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Okay. Say this with me. From the east to the west, to the west, let us all boldly confess this is our city. Okay? Just say this is our city. Town, village, it doesn't matter. This is our city. From the north to the south, to the south, Satan must give it up now. This is our city. This is our city. Right here, we stake our claim, the whole city, for Jesus' name. We take back and retain every border. There's no demon authority to stop us from victory, so let us conquer this city. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus. And we're just going to say this together. Lord of the harvest, I hear your calling to me. Look upon the fields. They're ready to reap. Whom can I send? And who will go for me? Will you answer yes? Will you go to those in need? Lord of the harvest, I will go. Remove the hardness I find within my soul. So many lives that are broken, with hearts wounded and torn. How we need your spirit to comfort those who mourn. Lord of the harvest, I hear your calling to me. Give me your heart and soul. Surrender to me. Not my will, but yours. O Lord, I seek. I will answer yes. Here I am, O Lord. Use me. Lord of the harvest, I will go. Remove the hardness I find within my soul. Give me a heart of compassion to feel somebody's pain, reaching out with mercy with your amazing grace. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're just going, as I just close, every person out there, I know somebody. You know somebody that just have a real heart to see them come into the kingdom of God. You just want to see them come into the kingdom of God. And you know, it's God's will, it's the Lord's will for them to come into the kingdom. It's the Lord's will for them to come into the kingdom. So I'm just going to say, we just need to keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. Don't quit praying for them. Don't quit praying for them. Amen? Because if you keep praying for them, right, the Holy Spirit will keep working on them. Amen? It starts with us, my brothers and sisters. It starts with prayer. Pray until something happens. Keep praying for them. Keep thanking the Lord for their salvation. That they're coming out of the kingdom of darkness, of the kingdom of Satan, into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know what? That's God's plan. That's what that's what Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us to have the free gift of eternal life. Amen. For by grace we are saved. For by grace we are saved. Amen. It's the gift of God. So let no one, it's not by works. And so the Lord wants to give that free gift to every person that you know. Every person that you know, right, that doesn't know him. So just keep praying. Keep proclaiming. Keep speaking. Amen. And we're going to see many, many, many of our family, just like happened with me, coming into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. And maybe you don't know Jesus. You're listening to the radio. You don't know him. He wants to get to know you. It says that you call out to the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Amen? Just call out to him. Just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Please forgive me for my sins. I need you, Jesus. It's like the lady basically when we're having services, and she was a Catholic. She's a very strong Catholic. And anyway, she was coming out of the smoking room, and we're having our service. And I said to her, I said, Madeline, how are you tonight? She said, Roy, I'm not very good. So I looked at her and I said, Madeline, I said, why don't you give Jesus a chance. Give Jesus a chance in your life. I said, would you like to ask Jesus into your life, Madeline? Into your heart? And she looked at me and kind of tears in her eyes. She said, yes, I would. Yes, I would. So she did that night. Sunday night, she asked Jesus into her heart. And my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Thursday, she passed away. Thursday, she passed away. You just never know. You just never know, right? We don't know how long we have. The person, one of the greatest things the enemy uses is time. Time and people. Saying, oh, you've got lots of time. You've got lots of time. You've got lots of time to accept Jesus. You've got lots of time. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Why does the Bible say that? because you don't know how long you got. None of us do. Amen. Only the Lord does, right? So you never know. Just like Madeline has Jesus in her heart on Sunday. She died on Thursday. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just got to have a passion for souls, my brothers and sisters. You know, Oswald Chambers, I was just reading that book, Passion for Souls. Lord, we got to have a passion for souls. You remember when you first got saved? When you first asked Jesus into your heart, how just on fire you were, you had a passion, you wanted to see everybody saved, everybody come into the kingdom. Amen. What happened to that? What happened to that passion we had? Well, let's just ask the Lord. Just ask the Lord right now. Lord, give us that passion, Lord, that passion for souls. But the passion that we had, Lord, when we first got saved, when we first come into the kingdom, Lord, just restore, refire that passion in our lives. Amen? Refire that passion in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what it's all about. You remember one thing. Everything else will pass. But what's only done for Jesus will last. Good night. And God bless. We'll see you next time. Amen.